from the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman, and Greenberg. This is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Welcome to the Chicago Injury Alert. Government pushes for better car safety systems. The federal government is pushing for automobile safety systems expected to aid in the prevention of car accidents. The systems include seatbelt interlocks, collision avoidance systems, and alcohol detection devices. Collision avoidance systems, which warn drivers when they are about to strike another vehicle and can automatically apply the brakes, are already available in some high-end vehicles. Officials are encouraging automakers to widen their availability. Both seatbelt interlocks and alcohol detection systems, which prevent the operation of a vehicle if seatbelts are not fastened or if the driver is impaired, need more research before full implementation. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has said it will aggressively accelerate that research. The push for automobile safety systems comes as final figures on traffic deaths are released for 2012 and represent the first increase since 2005. There were 33,561 highway fatalities in 2012, an increase of 1,082 from the previous year. Traffic safety officials have stated that these auto safety systems address the three most important threats to highway safety: drunk driving, distracted driving, and failure to use seatbelts. According to officials, the technologies are within reach, and they have the potential to significantly reduce highway deaths. The increase in traffic deaths in 2012 may have been caused in part by an unusually warm winter. 72% of the increase in fatalities occurred in the first quarter of the year, and the first quarter of 2012 was also the warmest on record. Although snow and ice are associated with traffic accidents, there are actually more accidents during warmer winters because more drivers are on the road. The warm winter also lengthened the motorcycle season, and motorcycle deaths increased at a greater rate than other fatalities. Preliminary data from 2012 indicates that the fatality rate may have dropped again in the year following this increase. The Traffic Safety Administration said that seatbelt interlocks could save 3,000 lives per year. The agency is considering changing safety standards to allow automakers to fulfill current crash protection requirements with the seatbelt interlocks. In this way, they could opt out for more expensive changes to the interior of the design of the vehicle to reduce injuries to occupants thrown around during a crash. Alcohol detection systems currently under research are different from those already required by some states. Those systems usually require the driver to take a step, such as breathing into a tube, before the car will start. The new system functions automatically. When the driver touches the steering wheel or simply breathes, the devices detect blood alcohol content and prevent the car from starting. Wi-Fi could interfere with car safety. Toyota told a House committee that the government should wait before allowing internet access on expanded parts of the wireless spectrum until it is certain that Wi-Fi signals will not interfere with collision avoidance systems on automobiles. John Kenny, a Toyota research manager, made the recommendation to the House Energy and Commerce Commission. More of the available wireless spectrum is needed for internet-connected devices, as some predict that two-thirds of the traffic on the internet will be wireless by 2017. However, Kenny said it should be proven that Wi-Fi and collision avoidance systems will not interfere with one another before beginning to share part of the wireless spectrum. Other automakers have urged the FCC not to allow wireless devices to use the 5.9 GHz frequency that is reserved for automobile systems.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and/or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.